On Monday, as thousands of North Carolina students were settling into their first day of class, Governor Michael Easley signed a new law. It prevents public schools from opening their doors earlier than August 25th. North Carolina is one of several states where the school calendar has been stretching backward into the long, hot days of summer in recent years.
The shifting school calendar sparked a heated debate in North Carolina. On one side, school officials say the early start of school helps improve student performance. On the other, a coalition of parents, teachers, and businesses bemoan the loss of a traditional summer. We decided to speak to some of the people involved in the debate. Bob Rippey was a strong proponent of the new law. He's the president of Jungle River, a water park in Wilmington, North Carolina. He says the earlier school start date has forced businesses like his to shut down in August during the peak of the tourist season.
If you look at the calendar for the summer, which used to be a Memorial Day to Labor Day, industries like ours and the hotels and restaurants and all the industries that are involved in tourism could count on a summer season that they could look at and say, okay, I can hire these people. These people can have, in a lot of cases, their first job. And also we hired a lot of teachers that were off in the summer. And what this has done is it has pushed the calendar back to where the teachers especially, we can't hire teachers anymore. They really don't have a chance to come in and work with us like they used to do and like to do. And then for the high school kids, the same thing, the college kids. For my own personal business, we had lost about 25% of our business. August used to be our second biggest month right behind July and used to be almost equal to July in revenues, and now it's half of July. So it has been very detrimental to our industry and to my park especially.
If you're losing business in August, are you making up for that on the front end in May and in early June?
Well, no, you don't. Those days, the water's not warm. It's not hot typically. It usually takes to about June 15th for the summer to kick in. And I think also there's a mentality, you go in the water, you know, in June and you get out the 1st of September. And that's just the way people think of swimming and visiting the coast and visiting the beaches.
As I understand it, you were very active in the battle to enact legislation to limit the school start to late August. How did you convince the legislature to pass this measure?
Well, it was a long, hard battle, as you can imagine. The superintendents of our state, fine people, were not in favor of this. The good news, and I thought it would be what would be the case once we got into this, is the teachers came on board. The North Carolina Association of Educators actually supported our bill, and that's how it got through.
I understand that some of the amusement park owners also made the argument that this was one industry that could not be shipped overseas.
That's correct. That was my statement to the legislature. We've lost textile jobs, we've lost hosiery jobs, we've lost furniture jobs in the state, and we also were a big tobacco state, as you know. All of those industries are in huge decline in our state, and our state has a great tourism reputation. And this is the only industry that China can't come over here and just say, guys, we'll do it cheaper.
Bob Rippey is the president of Jungle Rapids, a water park in Wilmington, North Carolina. Bill McNeil was on the other side of the debate. He's the superintendent of schools for Wake County, North Carolina. He explains why so many districts in his state now start school in early August.
Essentially what we've attempted to do is be able to have greater flexibility in being able to provide professional development days for our teachers. Therefore, in order to get those days in, as well as to be able to have our high schools test prior to the winter break, then it has required us to make some changes in our school calendar.
When did you start pushing back the school calendar?
The last 8 to 10 years.
And have you seen a difference in terms of grades and student achievement?
It's hard to draw the correlation that tight. All I can say to you is, at every level, we've seen our students improve. Now, I can't tell you emphatically it's tied very directly to the school calendar. I'll never draw that conclusion that way, but I will say I think it is one of the indicators that we look at.
This measure was taken up by the General Assembly this week. How heated was that debate?
Well, it was quite a debate. In fact, there were several of us there trying to contribute to that debate. And our message to the General Assembly was, be careful. You don't want to take the flexibility away. Be careful. You don't want to curtail professional development time at the very time they need it the most with the high-stakes testing.
Thank you.
Anytime.
Bill McNeil is the superintendent of schools in Wake County, North Carolina. Louise Lee is a parent who helped found an organization called Save Our Summers to protect the ever earlier start of school in North Carolina. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Why do you take issue with this trend?
I think it boils down to how one defines education. And to supporters of Save Our Summers, North Carolina, education is an ongoing process, and it includes opportunities for children to apply their knowledge in their everyday lives, with the end result being test scores across our state and probably in many states now. The children do not have time during the school year to have downtime. The younger children need time to just play if they're going to learn how to make independent decisions, allow creative juices to flow, develop inventive minds, just opportunities that are being cut out because the summer is getting shorter.
The state superintendent of schools has said that the early start date gives individual school districts more flexibility to build in professional development days that allow students to get into class earlier and get settled down before they actually take standardized tests. And he says that this change in the calendar has helped improve test scores across the state. So that would seem to be a good thing for the students of North Carolina.
We have not had factual information put before us that proves that. If test scores have improved, showing us that that was the reason has not happened.
Louise, as the calendar started to shift, how did parents across the state react to that?
Negatively. We've received tens of thousands of comments. Well, I'll give you one comment from one parent. In a nutshell, her comment was, they keep taking away our children's childhood in favor of test scores. And perhaps the reason my passion is showing so much in my voice is that it goes so much deeper than, for instance, we want more weeks at the beach. It cuts to the very core of education that our children get outside of a classroom, education that they get that cannot come from a textbook.
Louise Lee, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Louise Lee is a parent who helped form an organization called Save Our Summers, North Carolina. We also heard from Bill McNeil, superintendent of schools in Wake County, North Carolina, and Bob Rippey, the president of Jungle Rapids, a water park in Wilmington, North Carolina.